Orban, Western Europe experimenting on people by mixing huge masses of Muslims with Christians. By Jack Montgomery on December 12, 2021. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has accused Western European governments of having embarked on a grand exercise in human experimentation by mixing huge masses of Muslims with indigenous Christians in the hope that something good would come of it. In an interview with Hungary's Kossuth Radio, a transcript of which has been seen by Breitbart London, Prime Minister Orban was asked about a then-upcoming constitutional court ruling on whether the EU rules on immigration take precedence over Hungarian law, which may herald a legal clash with Brussels if the Hungarian jurists fail to affirm EU supremacy, similar to the EU's ongoing sovereignty dispute with Poland. In the whole European context, Hungary is a special country, because we're the only one in which the people have decided what to do. We had a referendum on immigration, Orban told his interlocutor, contrasting this with the situation in Western Europe where the governments, the elites, think that immigration is a good thing, and so they let in huge numbers of immigrants, in 2015-16 thinking that something good would come of it. Since it cannot be scientifically, or rather empirically, proven in advance whether or not it will be good, I think that this is a supposition, or an experiment. So the Western Europeans have embarked on a great experiment to see if something good will come from mixing huge masses of Muslims with indigenous Christians, the Hungarian alleged. He said that these pro-mass migration leaders, perhaps to their credit, were doing the migrants themselves a good turn, but noted that they think that they're also doing themselves a good turn, because they see this as resulting in a better France, a better Germany, a better Netherlands, or a better Belgium. I've never believed in this experiment, he admitted frankly. I don't like experimenting on people. Human experimentation is dangerous. Prime Minister Orban, who will be attempting to secure a fourth consecutive term of office against a largely unified opposition next year, said the key issue with the mass migration experiment is that there is no way back if it ends up producing negative results. Let's say that terrorist attacks happen in your country and public safety deteriorates. Or maybe the people coming in don't want to work, and you have to commit to huge social spending programs, he said, outlining some issues that could arise as a result of reshaping a relatively homogeneous society into a more multicultural one. Issues which would be difficult if not impossible to reverse once the newcomers and their descendants were entrenched in the national population. I'm glad that this issue has been decided in Hungary, Orban continued, adding that, if the Constitutional Court ruled that EU immigration TikToks were incompatible with the Hungarian constitution, he would stand by the constitution. Hungarians sense that in Brussels an obstacle has been placed in front of what they want, and when discussion on what to do about it is tabled, Hungarians don't lower their voices, but instead raise them and seek to clear the air. The Poles are similar, and it's no coincidence that we're brothers with the Poles, the conservative leader observed. The reality of immigration isn't in Brussels. It's at the Hungarian border, at the Polish border, and in Italian ports. The reality is that we have to deal with the problems that have arisen, and we have to change the rules, he declared. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.